A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, November 6th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the race for the Zimbabwe Football Association presidency.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
ngomgqibelo ikomiti ekuthiwa yizifa elethiwa khona izahlala phansi ikhangele amaphepha abo ikhangelisisa ibona ukuthi bafanele yini ukuthi bangene kulolu khetho ukuze babe ngumongameli we-Zimbabwe Football Association. Ikhangele ukuthi wena uhlala kule Zimbabwe yini, ikhangele ukuthi awuzange ube le-criminal record yini kudala, ikhangele ukuthi i-experience yakho ebholeni ihamba njani.
I put everything in the hands of the voters who are the councillors. I cannot just confirm, but obviously, if one gets into arrest, he expects to win. That is the truth. My running mate is none other than Dr. Phil Chiangwa.
I have a success story in my own right as an entrepreneur. What ZIFA requires at the moment is somebody with where we shall to be able to, first and foremost, ensure that the contracts signed by footballers are honored, that they are paid on time, that the coaches are paid on time, that the entire ZIFA staff is paid on time, that the debt ZIFA owes, which is $6 million, are settled.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the ZIFA elections.
Four candidates have filed their nomination papers for the ZIFA presidential elections ahead of the vetting process as the local soccer mother body prepares for the December 5th elections.
The four are former chairman of Harare City Football Club, Leslie Gwindi. He also worked with Dynamos, the reigning Kasolaga Premier Soccer League champions. There's also businessman Philip Chiangwa. He calls himself the king of selfies, or Dr. PC. And we have also 1984 Soccer Star of the Year, James Takavada, and a former ZIFA boss, Trevor Karuzio. These are the four candidates, Gibbs, that are battling it out.
Yes, and if you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka amawadiwa kune awa chango tibata nasi tila kuti tinge tichitaura nezve makwikwi ekuti ndiana achatora chigaro chekutungamira sangano reZIFA. Chigaro ichi chakasiiwa nava Cuthbert Dube. Vanhu vazhinji vanenge vanga vakuchema kuti vaDube mabatiro avanga vachiita basa anga asiriwo, nekudaro vakamanikidzwa kuti vange vachisiya nemakanzura eZIFA. Izvi ndo zviri kupa kuti patsvagwe mumwe mutungamiri mutsva. Pane varume vana vatokanda nguwani dzavo mudariro vachiti nesuwo toda kuti tinge tichitungamira sangano irori reZIFA. Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo ke Blessing. Zvinoka ndava lingalichona njani lapa likona tina ngapa siyaphila sivile kwamagama. Yeah, udaba lamhlanje sikhuluma ngalokho kwenzakala kuZIFA ezizwe khona ngokuthiwa ke sokudingwa ukuthiwa uyabe umqondisi weZIFA ngubani. Asebefaka amabizo abo khona ngale nguPhilip Chiangwa, kuzobuya ke uJames Takabata, kuzobuya ke lo Leslie Gwindi kanye lo Trevor Kalisi Jule. Laba ke bafuna ukuthi babe ngumqondisi weZIFA. Abasekele bangkhona abafuna ukungena kulo baba uElkana Dube, kuzobuya ke umnumzana Lincoln Mutasa kanye lalowo kade umsekeli kaCuthbert Dube, umnumzana uOmeke Spanda. Kwese kubuya labanye ke Blessing, kukhanya zani izikhundla ziwe ngophondo. Baphose ke bafike ichumi abafuna ukungena ke kubhodi yeZIFA. Siyabona ukuthi kunamabizo sibili amaningi akhona phakathi kwalompana. Omunye wangikhona ke ngiwadlalela ama-Warriors, umnumzana Edzai Kasunawuyo. Laye uthi ufuna ukungena kula ngale ke kubhodi yeZIFA. Siyakwazi ukuthi ibhodi yeZIFA sibili kujaluba labantu abaqinileyo pakati kwampana sizabona ukuthi kuyazala nkomboni esingaso simkhondle futhi ofuna ukungena Wilfred Mkuna usamkhumbula ureferee wayebamba impembe shaye kuzwele so kungani kunjalo baba.
Mm-hmm. Of course, the Zifa Electoral Committee will meet in Harare tomorrow to decide which candidates fit the bill to run in the elections. And that's why probably Gibbs, maybe some were not willing to talk because we did invite Mr. Philip Chiangwa to join us on this program. He said he was not in a position to talk now. And one of the contestants as well, that is Mr. Leslie Gwindi, he also said he'll wait for this nomination court before he engages the media. But before we discuss the elections, just a quick update on a story that we covered on Wednesday. That is the death of Paul Gundane, the Secretary General of the Footballers Union of Zimbabwe and a former Zimbabwe national team or the Zimbabwe Warriors player. Like we said, he died at Topomasi Hospital in Kwekwe, and we understand he will be buried tomorrow in Kwekwe. And we understand mourners are gathered at number 3 Taunton Road, Fischl, in Kwekwe. So that's the news that Gundane will be buried tomorrow in Kwekwe. Gibbs.
Yes, ngakhuluma njalo lokuthi sithole umnumzana Omega Spanda esikhulumela yothe yena. Angeka khuluma lamhlanje lakho konoko kuthiwa umnumzana Philip Jangwa kuzobuya ke lo mnumzana Leslie Gwindi yeweso kubuya ke lapho kunywa ngublessing ukuthi ubaba uPaul Gundane obhubhileyo ukhanya ngazani uzancwatshwa kusasa khona ngale ke eKwekwe kuthiwa ke ubuleyo umkhuhlane oqhuqo so ke hayi abakhona ngale eKwekwe kuthiwa liyacelwa ukuthi lifike khona ngale lize khalela imuli ka Gundane. Ye, kungano kujaro.
Wongu, se zvirikutaurwa naGibbs apa zvadambo otaurawo nyaya takaita nemuswitch tatu yekushaya kwa Paul Gundane angachitunga mira iye ari munyori mukuru sangano reFootballers Union of Zimbabwe. Zvatiri kunzwa ndezvekuti ari kutarisirwa kuti anga achivigwa mangwana kuKwekwe kwakare anga nemakore iyo makumi mana nemapfumbamwe 49 years paakashaya parikufungidzirwa kuti icerebral malaria ndo yakamuuraya. Gibbs, I think we have our first guest, Mr. Mzondi wa Mugadza, if I'm not mistaken. Mzondi wa?
Hello, gentlemen.
Thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure, as always.
Thank you so much. Of course, Mzondi wa is a former Warriors goalkeeper. Back then, they called him Lazy Muzo. Charles Mabika was fond of saying that.
He very, very fond of saying it. Yeah. Why did they call you Lazy Muzo? Muzo, do you know that? Do you have an idea?
No, it's got nothing to do with being lazy. It's a long story.
Maybe I know where it came from. You know, when you're collecting the ball from the nets.
You were taking your time. Not from the nets, but just playing tactics.
In that case,
anything from the nets, you know, you used to do that. So now, Mr. Mkaza, it's good that you are here today as well, you know. Tell us, what do you think about some of these candidates for the Zifa presidency? Philip Chiangwa, James Takabata, Leslie Gwindi, Trevor Kalisi-Joel.
Before I do make any comments, you know, towards the presidency of the Football Association, I'd like to pass my condolences to the Gundane family. I mean, I learned with great sadness that one of the, you know, gallant warriors has lost his, you know, has passed on. Paul was a great guy. The first time I had a great conversation with him, I think it was 3 years ago when I was in Zimbabwe, and we did discuss a lot in depth regarding the players' union. So I'm hoping, I mean, we have to fight on. He's left us a legacy that we, you know, we have to see through.
That's very true indeed. And we talked to Desmond Maringwa, of course, he worked with him at the Footballers Union of Zimbabwe, and he was talking about his burial arrangements and urging fans and former soccer players and current players to actually attend the burial in Kwekwe. Very sad news indeed, Gibbs.
Yeah, back to the question now, Mr. Mkaza.
Back to to candidates. To be honest, I don't mind anybody leading the football association as long football is the winner at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. I've listened to the manifesto that Philip Chiangwe has put forward. It sounds great on paper. I would love to see if whatever he said, you know, materializes, because it sounds great. Like I said, as long as football is the winner at the end of the day, it would be great.
Mm-hmm. And of course, this is according to the Herald. They are just talking about some of the requirements. And item 4 of Article 32 in the ZIFA Constitution says that the members of the executive committee shall have already been in active football administration for at least 5 years, must not have been previously found guilty of a criminal offense under national criminal law, and have residency within the territory of ZIFA, which rules out Mr. Gibbs Dube here.
Yeah, definitely. Me and you are out. Even Mzo himself.
But Mzo, many have been saying the players themselves, or the former players themselves, must take the bull by the horns. They must contest. And we have James Takawada, a former soccer star himself. How significant is that?
It is very, it's very good news to, you know, to all of us. I'm just hoping he's got the financial backing, because that's a big step that he's taking on, same as I. If they are prepared to, you know, to go that step, then to step on the, you know, on a platform, I'm happy. But it is a challenging one, because we want to know exactly. I'm sure the whole nation will want to know the debt that ZIFA has, how it's going to be reduced, whoever comes in, how we're going to attract the, you know, the commercial side to the game. So all these things, I think there are things that needs to be challenged to the contestants, so that they can tell the nation what they will do with, you know, with whatever is happening in the ZIFA or the junior program, how it's going to be run. Because I think, to me personally, our football has dropped a bit, because of the junior program not being, you know, kind of paid attention to.
That's very
during
true.
My day, it's one thing that, you know, everybody was looking into. But now it seems it's just talent that is coming up, but not being nurtured properly. So all these things, I think they need to be addressed.
Because I remember at one time, you know, it was really prestigious to play for the, especially the under 23, you know. At one time, it was popular. Than the Warriors themselves.
Exactly.
The under 23 team, you know, it and, always performed.
And even the under 18s,
yes,
you know, they used to play very good soccer. So, do you still remember playing in the under 18s in Zimbabwe Saints?
Yeah, to be honest, when you mentioned the national team, I played from under 17s.
Wow.
Under 17s, under 20, under 23, up to the national team. So, you know, like you're saying, you know, it's one of those memories that you bring back when you say, the under 17 was most, you know, you would think, oh, I'm going to Harare, to the capital city, to join, you know, some of the boys that you've probably never met. It was a big thing. So everybody was trying to, everyone, actually, all the juniors from, you know, the nationwide, were trying to get to that national team. So it was a big thing. I don't know whether it's something that is still there.
Not anymore.
I doubt it very much.
Not anymore. I think there is no investment at all in the juniors.
Yeah, nga ngabuza ke ngesintu kona ukuthi wena ngokwakho nga ukhangeleke laba abafuna ukuthi bangene esikhundleni sika president weZIFA, kambe ngathi ubona njani kona kho?
Ay, mina ngangena esikhundleni as long as aletha ukuthi aba sponsors ebuye bezencedisa ibhora. Ngingathakaza whichever whoever whoever be esikhundleni leso sengingakutsho okwamanje.
Ye, kodwa obona ngazani kumele kuvuselelwe kakhulu baba Mgatsa, kuyini?
Kuze sikhangele ukuthi indaba yemali yena le ukuthi sizayithola ngapho umuntu obuye esikhundleni leso uzasitshela ukuthi hawu uzoithayine imali ekweredwayo engekhoyo. Ukuthi izabhadalwa njani, isikhangele futhi le bhola labafana abancane ukuthi lizayenziwa njani ukuthi livuselelwe.
kulento ukuthi sifuna ukukhuluma ngabantu laba abathembisa ukuba funa ukubamba isikhundla lesi.
Ehhe,
siyazingafuze izitshele ilizwe lonke nje ukuthi bona bafuna umcabango wabo ukuthi bafuna ukuzokwenza ibhora leli ukuthi bebe sesikhundleni lezo. Bazenza njani ukuthi ibhora leli libuyele ebunandini esasilazi ngakhona.
Mhm. So now blessing according to Mr. Mkadza, you know he's saying money is a big issue here.
Yeah.
Where is the next candidate or the next president of Zifa going to source the money from? You
mm-hmm.
know, since there's no money, so what is going to happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah? But I think if the candidates have integrity, I think companies are willing to invest. But if Zifa is known for the wrong reasons, as what has been happening previously, nobody wants to invest.
Exactly.
Especially if things are not moving well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we are just hoping that, people now know,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you need stability at Zifa and
credibility.
You know, indeed, yeah. indeed. Mm-hmm. And of course, for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7, a live talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the race for the Zifa presidency. But unfortunately, we are having problems with our phones, especially in Harare. So please, we want to encourage our listeners to keep trying. Try. It might work. But of course, we are experiencing a serious problem. That's why I think up to now we still don't have a caller.
That's right.
But we hope they are still trying, Gibbs.
And then we've got some messages on Facebook, and one of them is from Stanford Kuja, who says, all we need as Zimbabweans is football.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nelson writes, Mr. Chiwanga must not participate in football matters.
Mm-hmm.
He must concentrate on politics.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got another message coming from Opei, who says, I want to talk right now. And then he's got a number. So I think we can try to call him back on his number. So yeah, so Rwanda banqa lifuna ukulingela uhlelo zamanini siyakwazi ama phone ayakhataza lamhlanje. So nasi nombolo lifone kanye siyalifona khona ngapho lapha elikhona. Ku 001 202 619 2077. Yeah, nasi nombolo futhi nyayiphinda. 001 202 619 2077. Lisikhangele njalo kuFacebook nxa ukuthi lingenelisi ukuthi lisifonele liphonge ukutshiya umlayezelo kuFacebook. Sizawubala kathesi khonapha. Ye, kunjalo ke blessing.
Of course, we are talking about the world's most beautiful sport. That's according to the greatest player ever, Pele, the great Brazilian. But in Zimbabwe, football is not that beautiful at the moment because of the problems at Zifa. And Zimbabwe is definitely not going to the next World Cup because of the bungling at Zifa. They failed to pay a Brazilian coach, Valinhos, and as a result, they were booted out of the World Cup, which is a cause for concern. Gibbs.
I think we've got another guest, and that is Mr. Muzi Hatebe, who is based in the city of Kings and Queens, that is Bulawayo. Mr. Hatebe, good evening, and welcome to the program. Are you there, Mr. Hatebe?
Yes, good evening to the listeners as
well. Oh, thank you very much.
The phone is a bit faint, though. Maybe you have to move a bit from where you are. But Muzwetu, the list is now out. We know the four people who are contesting. What is your take?
Yeah, well, I think to me, really, it's not just about the individuals.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the system. And I think that a good example is that we have often seen big companies, for example, changing their CEOs.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see that the company has a certain vision, and they follow that particular vision. And then the individual only comes in maybe with one or two different ideas just to and ensure that that vision is achieved. And unfortunately, in our case, in our football, we seem to be putting emphasis on individuals, and I think that has derailed our progress. But we are not taking anything away from the people who are contesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to give them a chance because they've put their names forward, and we'll see what they do for our football. But I think what has killed our football over the years has been a question of that aspect of individualism. And as long as we don't move away from it, we'll find it difficult to take our football to another level. That's my personal view. So we need a strong vision. We need to know exactly what we want for our football. And the people should be guided by that vision and not by the individual aspect, which it seems to be the case over the years. We hope it will change in the future.
Brilliant analysis there, Gibbs.
Yeah, that's it. And we still have some messages that are coming in right now, Blessing. I think we've got 10 messages that came in right now. So we've got one from Dr. Fresh Liberty Mhlanga, who says, anything to do with ZANU-PF? No, please. We don't want Mr. Chiangwa anywhere near soccer. Cry, my beloved Zimbabwe. Then we've got Lawrence, who writes, Zifa Post is not for politicians. And then we've got Fred Moore Chirume, who says, oh, please, we don't want anyone who is associated with politics to go into football. Then we've got Mr. Method, who writes, we don't want to replace a person like Cuthbert Dube with Mr. Chiangwa. We need somebody new. And then there's another person by the name Atmaya who says, oh, no, please, we're tired of politicians. Nowhere near soccer, please. And then we've got Charles Chinidza, who says, no. What we think is Philip Chiangwa and most of these guys are not fit for football. They are fit for playing a role in their own private lives. And then we've got another message from Tendai, who says, what is going to happen is we are going to replace Mr. Cuthbert Dube with Mr. Philip Chiangwa. It is now almost set. And then we've got Mabusa Chinguno, who says, Bora Mugedi feeds Dr. Philip Chiangwa for Zifa presidency. Let me stop there. With a pizza, eh?
Interesting. Yeah, very interesting.
Yes. Kulumeke kulapo hati. Nga usu bwona ke mnumzana, kuyakanyo kuti kulabanto bane, nga wati, mnumzana uchiyanga umelanga, angie ne kula pala Zifa president. Kambe, ubona zani kufela ngapu kuyanga pukono.
Mbone ngati kusuka kube nzima mabantu bethonga ukuthi umuntu onje akumelanga angene ukusuka kube nzima ukuthi labo mhlawumbe abafisa ukubana kube abangenayo abazange bafake amagama abo ngezizathu ezijiyeneyo yikho phambilini bengike ngathi sisuka sikhangele sithi mhlawumbe nguye ongaguqula inguqu ye kodwa kuyeni okumele sikukhangele kumele sikhangele ukubana khona vele sikufunayo kuyini emdlalweni wethu wenkukhu ngibona yikho lapho sisuka silahlele khona singakhangela umuntu nje but sikhangele injongo yethu okudlula khonapho lapho abantu bazekhangele ukuthi kube yibo abangena kulelo kuto bona bakhetha ukuhambe benzanjeni ma sikhangela kuizayela phambili kumele kuona phambi ekutheni labo okuyibo abavusayo sibabumba njani kumele sizikhangele zonezo zisukela kuma-structures ethu awe-football kumele sikulungise so ngokubona kwami lokhu esigxila kakhulu ekutheni uzibani lozibani kodwa inkinga kayikho kuzibani ukuthi uzibani azafise ukungena kulonalelo khetho kuyabe kwenziwe ngama-specialists lawo.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu. So what is saying Blessing is that you know, it's not good to be pinpointing at people and saying, this guy is not qualified for that position, because all this is happening through the structures of Zifa.
Yeah.
You know, he says, if the structures allow certain people to go into the Zifa board or whatever, which means there may be something wrong that needs to be rectified, you know, because he presumes that, you know, at the end of the day, fix the structures and then you get the right people.
Let me go back to Mzondi Omgadza here. The issue of sports and politics.
Yeah.
Your take on that?
It's a big one, to be honest, because that will keep rumbling, I think, for a long time. Football and politics have never been a good match. Mm-hmm. But if you listen to Philip, or is it Dr. Philip Chiangwa? I don't know where the doctorate is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But his argument is the FIFA presidential candidates, you know, you've got a couple that are politicians in there.
Mm-hmm.
So what can stop him from doing that and being a citizen of Zimbabwe? So as much as, you know, we can argue our point, like Moses is saying, the structures have to be fixed first before, you know, all that is stopped. But at the moment, there's nothing to stop him from, you know, contesting that position. Like I said, my own opinion at the moment is as long football is the winner at the end of the day, whoever runs that, you know, that office, I'll be happy as long as I see the football progressing from where it is at the moment.
I like that philosophy, actually, you know, that as long as the national teams are doing well and, you know, we are not experiencing any of the problems that we have seen in the past years, that's when football becomes the winner. Whoever is at the top, it doesn't matter, you know, as long as they are delivering. Gibbs.
Yes, we've got some more messages coming in now. One message from Otters, who writes, it's not automatic that Mr. Chiangwa is the new Zifa president, guys. And hey, let's face the situation. You know, he's going to replace Mr. Cuthbert Dube. And maybe we're not going to have any change at all. And then I've got Abraham Zita, who writes, oh, I'm no longer going to be going to any stadiums or stadia if ever one of these guys gets that position.
We have a caller. Yes. His name is Terere Mkoma Thomas. Kubotswana. Magadi Mkoma Thomas. Eh, kuri sei kuBotswana?
Ah, kuri right, kupisa kwajet.
Kupisa.
Eh.
Eh, nyaya kuzifa mainzwa iyi, munoti kudi.
Ah, tukwinzwa mukomo. But chadida ngozwa kuti iko iyo alright, Mr. Phil or Dr. Chiangwa zvavane mari akawanda obviously azvatopinga ka.
Yes.
But hapana umwe mutemo unorambidza kuti vachisiya zvepolitics here.
Iko zvinonetsa kuti hongo inhengo yeZANU-PF vakwikwidza musarudzo dzeZANU-PF dzakawanda, asi havana chigaro chavainacho izvinezvi nekuti musarudzo dzekuita miriri wekuchinhu yeuko vakakundwa musarudzo idzodzo. Dzekuita sachigaro veZANU-PF handifunga kuti vakapinda musarudzo idzodzo, zvinenge zvisina kunyatsofamba zvakanaka. Inhengo yeZANU-PF havo, asi pari zvino handifunga kuti vane chigaro chavainacho. Saka semaonero angu vanenge vanokwanisa kupinda.
But the question now is what we need is someone who is neutral with football, who doesn't even participate with Karapad, what was a bore. You find on the football pitch, not on the political side. Yes, I do think that Basare, Ifara, Ripa, Dimanj, Munuon, Ariku, Ariku, political side, Dargu, Rarikwa, Kanakurara, Chatenda, Mararis. So that's the most question. If there was anything to do, they must say, okay, if you want to be a Zifa boss, you must quit this one. Then you'll be neutral on the side of the football. Once you saw in Zimbabwe, what you want to see the country doing well, and what was that was saying, we need to groom young people to so that they must be.
Mkoma Thomas, Mkoma Thomas, ndauti mumborambe makabata yenyu nhare yenyu, tiri kudzoka futi kwamuri. Unfortunately for our radio listeners, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned. We'll be right back.